Action, adventure, thriller, drama, horror, and comedy are all examples of movie genres, but also video games. There's a video game for all types of movie genre, no matter how niche, with Ghost of Tsushima out now with an Akira Kurosawa mode honoring the famed samurai movie director. We here at Region Nerd Alert think of other video games that remind us of some great movie genres or directors. Come nerd out on the next Region Nerd Alert this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio.
And welcome, everyone.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
I'm Jose Rodriguez, your host of Region Nerd Alert. That's on every Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. You can catch us streaming worldwide, live, lakeshorepublicradio.org. Or streaming not live, rerun episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
What's the app?
The NPR One app.
Ah, the NPR
You asked me when I was taking a drink, dang it.
And this episode is about interrupting Skylar while he's taking a drink. But anyways, you know what the episode is about. So from the intro, voiced by my guy over here.
Thank you for letting me do that.
Oh, I didn't let you.
He made you.
I didn't want to submit myself like that, but yes, he made me.
I didn't make you. No, I'm just kidding.
You but, had to. You were required.
In my contract.
but yeah, we're just having a fun old time. We got a nice full studio practicing social distancing. We're like 12 feet apart.
In the corner.
In the corners. We are on each corner of this octagonic shaped room.
18 foot by 18 foot.
It's 3D.
We're practically in different zip codes here.
It's geometry here. But to my left, I would like to ask for him to introduce himself, the one and only.
Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's, Twitter, Instagram. Follow my photography at Singularity Photography, where I just did a fitness shoot.
And how'd that go?
Oh, it was fantastic.
I got to say, after seeing the pictures, hire this man. And if someone were to want to hire you, how would they get in touch? The best way.
Oh, easiest way is Instagram.
Instagram. IG DM. All right. To his left.
Skylar. I do the music and stuff. You can find my music on Bandcamp at ovallier.bandcamp.com.
There we go. And can we find you on Twitter as well?
That's at officially OVA. That's all.
The Fat Low End, right?
Or is that's the handle, the Fat handle? Low End, but you can find me at officially OVA.
Oh, gotcha. And to his left, the one, the guy who's not here very often, but when he is, it is an explosively fantastic supernatural episode.
Dad-filled jokes.
And he's coming in with the Cowabunga Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt with the green mask and the blonde hair.
That shirt is circa 1990s.
This man is just dripping with drip. Now, what is your name?
Reveal yourself.
My name is Paul. I have nothing special to say about myself, unfortunately.
I already said it for you.
We hyped him up so hard.
I'm just Paul.
Sorry for the letdown, people.
Dripping in 90s nostalgia.
Everyone who thinks of Paul, give him love forever. And to his left, we have the lovely Miss
Heather. I'm the graphic designer for Region Nerd Alert. You can find me at Deli Hands with 1S on Twitter and Deli Hands with 2S's on Instagram.
There we go. And you can get stickers with her design on it.
Yes, you can.
And you know how you get stickers?
Tell me
how.
Well, that was beautiful. That was a good tone. If you want a Region Nerd Alert sticker, all you got to do is like the Facebook page and comment or DM or whatever. Hey, I want a Region Nerd Alert sticker. And you know what? You'll get one. And we'll make it happen.
Boom.
That's all I got to say. Well, you know the episode today. Getting kind of hot in here.
I am beginning to melt.
They're all slowly dying. They're melting, literally. I'm watching them.
brains and all.
The coffee's not helping.
No, it's hot coffee.
It's my time. Gotta melt.
This is it. The Paul's greatest been, episode
like,
of
Paul
Legion.
Has been dripping since he walked in the building, so.
Flame on. We're in it now.
Stay flaming.
Anyways, what are we talking about here?
All right. So, you guys like movies, listening on the airwaves. But unfortunately, during these COVID-19 times, the movie theaters haven't been releasing movies.
What are movies? They sound like they're fake. Like 2019.
What is a cinema?
Exactly. Theater. But
I wish I knew.
But we're here to make some connections like we usually do. And we're going to connect them via dots. And we're going to connect
them. Are there red strings involved?
There's
red
be.
Strings.
And awesome. Cigarettes. Lots of cigarettes.
Cigarettes and red strings. That's a good band name. But yeah, today we're going to show you your favorite movie genre via sound. And we're going to tie them with video games. Now, let me tell you this. We're only, like, what, 5 minutes in? So I could say this. We've talked about this topic before.
Yes, we have.
But unfortunately...
Very unfortunately.
Technical difficulties have ensued. They were bound to happen. Hasn't happened in, what, 39 episodes?
Something like that.
Almost made it to 40, but yes. So forgive us if we are... not as enthusiastic.
It sucks, too, because there was a really good debate on that one.
Because there was a fantastic debate.
Fires were stoked.
That you will never hear.
Did fires happen?
There were fires. And if
the
you
great debate of 2020.
And if you want to hear about that debate, go to Region Nerd Alert Facebook and ask, what
ask
is
us
this
about
debate?
It.
And I will tell you and record it. But until that time, let's talk the turkeys. So... I will open it up. I think one of the most obvious games that I think if someone really loves movies and they're like, I want to get into video games, don't really play video games. I really like action adventure type movies. I love Indiana Jones, to be honest. I'm going to recommend to them Uncharted.
Uncharted is a...
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Yeah. It's a movie. It's basically a movie.
Uncharted,
it's,
yeah.
It's cut into a movie on YouTube. Like, you can actually just go watch them.
Would you say it's friendly for, like, intro people new to video games? Is it fairly easy to play?
Yeah, there's
mechanic-wise?
Yeah, there's easy. Like, it's very... the first one is kind of clunky with its controls, but you can get around it. You just put it on easy mode if you've never played a game before. And it's very easy on easy mode.
Is it a platformer at that point, basically?
It's still like a shooter. It's a third person, like, shooter, platform, jumper kind of thing.
The enemies are nowhere near as bullet spongy, though.
There's also some really cool puzzles in that game, too.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. So, like, it's a good intro movie game if you put it in, like, an easier mode. And I think even, I want to say the fourth one has a story mode, but I can't remember. It's been a minute since I've played it.
That was action-adventure.
Action-adventure, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And if you're a fan of female protagonist... And Tomb Raider. There's actually a Tomb Raider game. Now, there's the OG Tomb Raider game. We're not talking about that one. Which, is, but it's still, you know, good if you're
it's
a
still
fan.
An action adventure.
Yeah, yeah
it's just really hard to look at.
Right, right. But the new Tomb Raider games, is there one or two? I can't remember.
There's three.
There's three?
Yeah.
Where have you been? There's
three. I have only played the first one, and it was fantastic. I personally liked it a lot.
Isn't the... Not Rise. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, isn't that on the store right now? Heather?
Like for free? Like the PlayStation Plus free?
I think so.
No, it's not.
It's not anymore.
Or it never was.
I know they put the Uncharted games on there. I think they had the whole...
it was the whole collection.
The whole collection at one point, yeah.
So actually, speaking of Uncharted, mm-hmm. If anyone listening is a fan of Nathan Fillion, he did a little like... 20-minute movie, I think, for Uncharted, where it wasn't really going to be about anything, but if they ever did make a movie, he would be the person to cast as Nathan Drake.
They are making
Nathan
a movie.
Drake.
Are they making a movie?
They're making a movie.
Oh,
did you know? It's been in development problems for a long time now.
And they'll continue with these cinema closures.
Now, who is Nathan Fillion again?
He was the star of Firefly.
Firefly and Serenity and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Cool. And he does the voice for Uncharted guy or no?
No, he was the actor that did the live action thing for it.
Really? Huh. That's very interesting. Does anyone have any other suggestions for someone who is a fan of action adventure?
Yeah, I think me and Mike can agree on some.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
Action adventure. Oh, very yes. adventure-y.
Yes.
The difficulty, very high, but very rewarding. Let's see what else action adventure. Castlevania.
Now, can you now in terms of Dark Souls, can you like if you're a fan of X movie, you'd be a fan of Dark Souls. Like, can you
pretty much any fantasy?
Fantasy, like, yeah. like what kind of? Or off the top,
I would say closest to probably story wise, nowhere near, but I would say Lord of the Rings. Just with the fantasy element and the incorporation of dragons and giants and
so
different creatures, pretty much.
Okay, that's cool. So if you're so fantasy adventure,
yeah,
I would even also say like Conan the Barbarian style world, because if you've seen the one with James Earl Jones, the snake cult leader, essentially, like there's a lot of weird bosses and creepy areas that
Sen's
are
Fortress.
Similar to the snake type thing, and just like that creepy sword and sorcery factor.
Yeah, gotcha. Sen's Fortress is full of actual snake people. So,
really?
Yeah.
Huh. Going off like the fantasy element as well, is it like story-wise similar to like the Elder Scrolls at all? Because I've personally never played Dark Souls. That's why I'm asking.
Elder Scrolls, I can't even really say much about the storylines, but I would say they're different.
Elder Scrolls?
It's different as far as, like, the story being told, but, like, they're similar in that they have, like, quests and side quests. And
Elder Scrolls
I would say
a movie?
I would say, if anything, Groundhog's Day. The story would be more comparable to Groundhog's Day because the overarching story of Dark Souls is a cycle that keeps happening.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I could, yeah, if Groundhog's Day was set in Conan the Barbarian's world.
Yeah.
And is it's not comical at all?
No, not at all.
You'll be frustrated.
It's frustrating and bleak.
Bleak.
Very bleak.
Yeah, things that like you want to happen for people don't work out.
Until you mod in Thomas the Train.
Oh, yeah, then it's just comedy gold.
Choo-choo!
And, like, Dark Souls with a bit of horror factor, and literally the only reason the horror factor is there is because it's really hard to turn around in the game. So if, like, you hear something behind you, like, it's taking you 10 seconds to turn.
What's that game you just got?
Kingsfield?
Oh, my God. That is horrifying.
I dropped down a hole, and I was like, all right, I hear an enemy down there. So, like, all right, I think he's to my left. So I faced my character that way, and I dropped in, and I didn't see anybody, and I could still hear it. And then all of a sudden, I'm taking massive damage from my back, and I'm like, turn around!
So you haven't found a faster way to turn in that? Like, that's the
There is no quick turn that I can see, dude. It is slow-mo.
Oh,
no Resident Evil 180 turn?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, man. There's another one that's sort of like that. What is it? Baldur's Gate. That has a lot of fantasy elements in it. That one is like, I would compare it like D&D.
Baldur's Gate is D&D.
It's definitely.
Baldur's Gate would be a great one to start with as well because of the top-down factor. It's a very easy-to-play game.
Right. It's not a movie, though. It's a book. You're going to be reading a book. It's a choose-your-own-adventure book.
I can see that. I can see that.
There's a lot of text in that thing.
All right. No cutscenes.
Yeah. I'm going by like straight cutscene land. You guys are going by just general.
Oh, I was just going by themes, making comparisons.
So
I don't watch movies. Okay, I can't compare.
Speaking of no cutscenes, Half-Life. Half-Life and Half-Life 2.
Yeah.
If you haven't played Half-Life, don't start playing it now because you're just going to be disappointed when you get to episode 2.
That's why I'm never going to play Half-Life.
But,
same.
Like, it's like the game itself is really good, and there's no cutscenes in the entire game. You're constantly in control of Gordon Freeman. You're actually experiencing things as a person on his level would see it. So if something story-like happens in the game, you're on the ground as a person looking up and watching it happen in real time. Hmm. Like, it's really cool. I wouldn't say it's cinematic as much, but if you want to see a day in the life of...
Right.
It's, like, it's a really cool thing to experience.
Yeah, and storytelling-wise, Half-Life is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, if you like a good story, or if you like a good way of telling a story, it does it very well. But yeah, like you said, it is a very first-person game. Not very cinematic in those terms, but if you're...
A lot of fun with physics, too.
Oh, yeah, the physics engine is very fun. Also, Portal, if you're a fan of physics, but... Actually, speaking of Portal, going into the horror aspect of it,
yes,
we actually have a whole horror podcast back in the day. So check out Spotify if you want to hear our Halloween special. But just some ones that I don't think we touched on too much that relate to like the horror aspect. Actually, before I say anything, I'm going to open it up. What's a game that, if someone's a fan of horror, that they'd like the game?
I mean, assuming that the gameplay is not hindering the person's effect on the game itself and it's strictly the game, Fatal Frame would be straight up for somebody that likes horror. There is no happiness in that game. It is straight darkness and you got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amnesia.
Yeah.
Until Dawn.
I was going to say Fatal Frame, if you like J-horror a lot, that is your game.
Oh, right.
Like, that is horrifying. Have
you guys gotten a chance to play Siren yet?
I played a go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I have it, but I have not played it yet.
I played a little bit of it. I forgot where, but it was out of context, and I had no idea what was going on.
Because the whole thing I think of Siren is basically you have the ability to see through the eyes of your enemy. So you can see, like, where their blind spots are and stuff?
I read about that, like, when it first came out. And, man, that's the premise of that sounded horrifying at the time.
I think it's Siren 2, where there's a part where you look through the enemy's eyes, and where you're hiding, you actually see them walking towards where you're coming. Oh, or where you're, like, at.
That's terrifying.
I got it. A long time ago, when it first came out, I played a little bit of it. And, it was kind of terrifying to actually play it.
Paul, you are a man. you are brave because you play Alien Isolation, right?
Oh, that's such a great game. I love it so much.
I cannot play that by myself. Like,
opt out every time.
There's no way I could play that by. I need like friends for that game because that is terrifying.
I miss PT.
Me too.
Another great horror game that's a different play style. It's a point and click. Horror game is Clock Tower, the original Ooh. Clock Tower. You get chased around by the Scissor Man, and I will let you make the inference of what he looks like and what his weapon is.
What he yields. But yeah, obviously, when we say Alien Isolation, that is the Alien movies franchise.
There's a Xenomorph.
There's a Xenomorph and everything.
That thing is brutal, too.
There's also a really cool aspect of the game where you can turn it on where if you have, like, a headset, you can use the microphone to attract the alien. So if you, like, make a loud sound and you have that microphone active, it'll come towards you.
That's too much immersion.
That's pretty dope.
That is a whole bunch of immersion.
Haven't played it like that yet, but I want to.
It's hyper scary.
Oh, Paul, I really want to see you play, like, that game. Do you scream, Paul? Because I would scream.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also, Dead Space.
I was about to say Dead Space.
Dead Space. If you're a fan of like that sci-fi horror,
The Thing.
That's one of my top 10 games like of all time.
Same, like Dead Space 1. I haven't played. I think I played a little bit of 2, but I haven't played 2 or 3. Dead Space 1.
That's all you need.
I read like everything of lore, like hours of lore and everything, and I think there's a prequel. Movie.
Yes. And not
it's like,
bad.
And it's animated too, right?
Yep.
I was going to say, I need to watch that because I have
tells the story of the Ishimura.
Ishimura?
No, that's the ship that you're on.
Oh, gotcha. But other notable ones, if you're a fan of slasher flicks, Dead by Daylight, all your favorite slashers are in there. Like, it's not necessarily a story game, but it's more like a PvP, like one
straight PvP,
1v4. But still, it's awesome to see the survivors and all your favorite slashers, like Michael Myers, Pigface from Saw,
Michael Myers, Pigface, Leatherface, Freddy Krueger. Ghostface, yeah,
Ghostface.
And they have their own like original horror characters as well, which are nice and unique.
We talked about this on the Lost podcast, but I like how they capture like the essence of each killer, like how they each have like their own like ability that relates to them in the movies.
Right. And they do such a creative job to fit it in the game. Even though I hear the most recent edition, Pyramid Head from Silent Hill, is broken, or that's what you said last time.
No, he's like, people favor him a lot because he's powerful. Like, so basically they have like the tier list of who's the best of the best, and it's basically the hillbilly because his chainsaw ability, you can literally sprint across the entire map in one go. It's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse, which can insta-blink places.
Oh, yeah. If you can get good with that, it's...
She's basically, like, broken. The spirit is really strong because she can go straight invisible and hunt people through sound, which is really powerful. And then Pyramid Head has been very powerful lately.
And if you're a fan of Jason Voorhees, he actually has his own game.
I love it.
Friday the 13th. And that's, I think that's really different from Dead by Daylight. Like,
so different.
They have,
yeah.
Like, it's the same, like, type of game, but as for, like, locations and his character, what he can do, and the way you interact
with
others.
The maps are huge, too, and, like...
There's more than four survivors,
I
think.
The weather factors, like, when you get on Pakanak and it's raining, oh, man, that's scary.
I love how you can talk to the people, but they have to be in earshot.
And you can hear people... Uh-huh. It's so funny.
And screaming, running from Jason in the distance.
You hear people dying and stuff.
Like, oh, man, that just reminds me of the glitch in Heavy Rain. There's a glitch in Heavy Rain, which is a movie game, like pretty much a movie that is a video game. You can glitch the main character in the last scene of the game. Just keep hitting X, and he'll yell, "Jason! Jason! Jason!"
Oh, that chase scene?
Yeah, and it's you can hear it off in the distance when he's not even in frame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be this huge thing going on. You'll just hear, "Jason! Jason!" It's hilarious.
Oh, Jason!
Speaking of, if you are not a fan of video games, but for some reason you want to play some sort of video game and experience great stories, Heavy Rain is a good example of that. Because, yeah, it's a video game, but at the same time, it's just like...
I said Uncharted was a movie. Like, no, Heavy Rain is barely a video game.
Right.
Like, it's practically a movie.
Minute controls. Right. You just make decisions.
Basically a playable...
You sit the controller down and hit a button every once in a while.
It's Indigo Prophecy, Heavy Rain, and then what was the... last one that came out?
Detroit Become Human.
Yeah, those are all just movies that you push
buttons
for.
Oh, and Beyond Two Souls.
Beyond Two Souls.
With
Ellen Page. Life is Strange is also like that, even though there's like puzzly aspects of it. Mm-hmm. But
I was going to say one that's comparable to a movie but has like a twist a bit. If you like Jurassic Park and dinosaurs, but also like a little bit of scary stuff going on in your life, Dino Crisis is a great game.
That game infuriates me.
I don't know if
you're
played that.
Basically on a dinosaur-infested island, and the dinosaurs get loose, and you got to get out of there. You're trying to escape. It's pretty much Resident Evil, but instead of zombies, they're dinosaurs.
Mm.
Super good.
Now, we've definitely touched on horror. Let's flip the script a little bit. Let's...
No Man's Sky.
Ah, well.
Just massively open world games
with very little storytelling. No, actually, No Man's Sky's got it free. But anyways, comedy. When you think of comedy or you want to laugh, what kind of video games can you think of, like in terms of comedic value?
Any of the Lego games, Lego Star Wars, Lego Batman. I'd probably lean towards those for comedy.
West of Loathing.
West. Why does that sound so familiar?
It's a small indie game. It's on basically every system, and it's a Stickman RPG. And let me tell you, it's pretty funny.
Stickman RPG.
It's based around like a Western setting, so like you're like leaving home to go like west. And yeah, I'm not going to spoil anything. It's hilarious. And I've watched somebody play it, and then I bought it because it was so funny. And I played it, and there was stuff that even that person who played it didn't find that I found.
Heather, have you heard of the, I think it's called like the Stanley Parable?
Yes.
That one, I hear, is really funny as well.
There's a new version coming out, so I wouldn't buy the one that's coming out right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
When does it come out?
Later this year, or if the coronavirus affected the development, next year.
Nice. I played the one that's already out. It's pretty good. It's hilarious, actually.
I seen a little bit of like playthrough of it. I think Mark Plyer was playing it, and the narrator aspect, it's such a clever game. Like, you basically are just some average guy in an office, and the narrator is sort of narrating your life, but you don't have to listen to him, right?
He's like, he's an unreliable narrator.
Unreliable narrator.
There's also, like, I think, 6 different endings to the game.
Yeah, and I think the new one coming out adds more, because they said, like, there's just more stuff than the new one coming out.
Oh, God.
Oh, and there's also the South Park Stick of Truth and the Fractured Butthole as well.
Did you just curse in this? No,
no, I did not.
Fractured Butthole.
One that comes to mind for me is Donut County.
Donut County.
Donut County. It's Katamari Damacy, but it's basically, so instead of rolling a ball around and collecting things, you control a hole in the ground and you drag that hole over to drop like things in it. So there'll be like a like fence post, you drag the hole over to it, and the fence post falls in and the hole gets bigger. And the whole point is to swallow things and swallow everything in the map.
I know there's some phone games like that now. I didn't know like there was an actual game.
Oh yeah,
it's also a phone game.
It's hilarious. Your main character is a raccoon, and everything he collects goes in what's called the Trashopedia. So
yeah, I forgot you were saying that on a previous episode.
So you get like example, you swallow a bone in the hole, and it says bone. You can make your own bones at home. Sold sign. Someone bought this sign in case you were thinking of buying it yourself. Like it's the stupidest things.
I love that.
Katamari Damacy is so cute and fun. I would compare it to pretty much a Miyazaki movie. Like,
oh,
it's so
yeah.
It's so inconsequential, and you just roll things up into a ball. It's fun, it's cute, it looks great, and it's awesome.
And speaking of Miyazaki movies, Ni no Kuni, I think that's made of Studio Ghibli.
It's the first one is actually made by Studio Ghibli. They helped with making the music and the animation and the story. The second one is not. The second one is just by that game developer company. They kept the art style and they kept the music style and they kept like the writing style. It's still a good game. It's just they're very different play styles. The first one plays like a Pokemon game. The second one plays like an RPG. The
but
first one's
so
also
fun.
Really hard.
I was like, I haven't
insanely
played those.
Insanely hard.
You said the first one?
Yes.
There were some levels where I was like,
insanely hard.
There's actually a movie adaption too on Netflix
yes.
right now. I haven't seen it yet, but
you're gonna talk about that, then
that
you should watch
insane.
Dragon Quest.
Dragon
oh,
Quest.
I have to see that still.
I actually watched that. Your Story, My Story, whatever it's called. It's actually a really good animated movie.
Is that based off of Dragon Quest XI, the latest one?
No.
Okay.
It's based off of an older one, like I just want to say like 3 or 4.
Then I'm going to watch it then, because I didn't watch it because I'm in the middle of playing 11.
It has nothing to do with the new one.
Cool.
Now, why does Dragon Quest look like Dragon Ball?
It's by the creator of Dragon Ball.
There you go.
Akira Toriyama, right?
I think so. I don't know.
There you go.
Dropping. You think I know names from anime stuff?
Region Nerd Alert, dropping facts on you. There you go.
I don't know anime.
Now, Mike, were you going to say?
I was just going to jump back in here with the Trashopedia real quick. I'm sorry. Some of these are fantastic. Coal, all right? Barbecue batteries.
Barbecue batteries.
A shovel is just a dirt spoon.
Oh, I love it.
I love Donut County so much.
That it reminds me of the Bulbapedia from Pikmin. Also, Bulbapedia is, I think, a Pokemon Wikipedia page. But Bulbapedia and
yes,
Pikmin tells you about all the different monsters, and how he describes them is really, really funny. And you can feed them carrots in like a little sort of like a Tamagotchi style thing. It's like a little mini game thing. But also in comedy, Goat Simulator, Endless Laughs.
I'd say Octodad, too. I'd put Octodad in there.
Octodad. If you want to hear the our interview with Young Horse's creator of Octodad, go to Region Nerd Alert. Pages everywhere in the world. But also, you were saying South Park as well. Borderlands. I had a good laugh playing Borderlands. Like, it is, whoever wrote that is wrote it very funnily, and it has a decent story, and it's a post-apocalyptic, like sci-fi type style game. They have a lot of references to other things, such as like Futurama and Space Odyssey 2021.
Is there a Rick and Morty reference in Borderlands 3?
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
But like with the portal and everything.
But speaking of we'll go back to sci-fi. Do you guys have any games to recommend if someone's a big fan of sci-fi?
Outer Worlds. I'd say Outer Worlds. And
is that sort of new?
Yeah, it came out last year, I think.
Yes.
It's got this like space, like it's got the sci-fi mixed with like old Western style to it. Like everybody like talks like they're in the West, y'all, and sarsaparilla and all that. Like, not, they don't reference sarsaparilla, but it's got like this weird like Western feel to it. But you're shooting lasers with, and you got this giant rocket hammer. Like, it's pretty cool. There's like planet terraforming. It's everything sci-fi,
really?
But Western. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Huh. I've seen a lot of good reviews on it.
They reference the criminals as bandits.
Hmm.
Instead of the outlaws. Like, it's awesome.
It's a super obviously, if you like Star Wars, then you will probably like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. But
didn't you say you played that recently?
I've never heard of Star Wars.
I'm still playing it.
I beat the heck out of that game.
That is a great sci-fi game.
What's Star Wars?
I don't know. What is Star Wars?
It's a war in the stars. It all happened in a galaxy far, far
away.
Oh,
okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
If you're really into RPGs or like any type of role-playing game, Nier Automata is a pretty good sci-fi game because you play as just like a bunch of androids.
You're leading them down the dark path.
It's a good game.
That's a game you got to stick with, though.
I've never heard of that game.
There's like 20 different endings for that game.
Yeah, you got to stick with that game.
And only 6 of them actually are important.
Mass Effect
is...
Oh, if you're a fan of movies, yeah, Mass Effect is.
Mass Effect is an epic because you have
so
three games. No, not epic. I mean, like an actual epic because you have 3 games to go through,
right.
And it's all those games are like 80 hours.
So I'm going to touch on those endings real quick that Heather mentioned about Nier Automata.
Spoiler alerts?
Not really. It's just
there's a lot of endings.
So there's endings from A to Z, but most of the endings are just like, in one ending where you're supposed to meet one of the main characters, if you walk the other way, the game just ends and says, humanity lost and the robots took over the world, and then just runs through the credits like super, super quick.
I got one of the endings like 5 minutes into the game.
I was going to say, is that ending like in the beginning of the game?
It's in the like second playthrough where you play as the other character.
Mm. That kind of sounds funny. Is it like supposed to be like comedic in a way?
There's a lot of hilarious stuff in there.
Like there's a lot of endings that are funny, but then there's like other endings that are actually important.
Yeah.
What was that one funny game that it was like a old type sci-fi movie?
Old type sci-fi.
Like
movie.
Like it was like from like the 50s or 60s.
Oh,
and it
man.
Used like generic effects.
Cuphead?
Cuphead is also a great game. But
oh, no.
Remember we talked about it and you were like, dude, I actually love this game.
Oh, yeah. Oh man. I don't
remember
the name.
Super cheesy sci-fi, like 50s game. It was made recently, but like.
I don't remember.
Not that recently. I also forgot what it was, but
that sucks.
We will come back to that because that is a if you're a fan of like movies, specifically old cheesy sci-fi films, that is a great game to play. But what about romance?
Sims.
Dating games?
The Sims. I actually have one, Shadow of the Colossus.
There is romance in there. It's not really talked about, but it's there.
You're doing it all for romance.
I think that is like one of the most romantic games I've ever played.
Yes, it's totally a romance game.
And you will cry because of romance.
Yes, I'm getting because of romance and not the giant colossi that you're going to be fighting.
Oh, yeah,
and you get knocked off of.
It's definitely horrifying. Those colossi.
That is horrifying. Honestly one of the best games that I've played this year because I think I also just recently played it this year.
Same here.
If you're afraid of heights, don't play that game.
Because I played it a long time ago, but I never beat it. And then you started playing it again, and you were saying like how beautiful it was. I'm like, you know what? It's on there. I'm going to play it. Because I think it was free, wasn't it?
It was free and so beautiful.
I do not regret playing that.
Real quick, jumping back to cheesy 50s games. There's one called Deadly Tower of Monsters.
That's what it is.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking
okay.
of. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, Deadly Tower of Monsters is all of the old school movie tropes put into a video game. So as you ascend this Tower of Monsters, you'll see claymation dinosaurs shoot giant weird like generic sci-fi guns with like weird like little like cylinders on
them. See, I only played the first like little part of it where it was the aliens, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that there were other.
Oh yeah, it goes way out there. Like the Jason and the Argonauts, like stilted skeletons, those are in there. I love it.
That's awesome.
Just thought of this comedy game, PS1 Boombots. It's literally a fighting game, but in between every fight, as you're progressing through the stages, there's different cutscenes, and the cutscenes are super like raunchy humor, like an alien cat takes a huge dump in this robot's hand or whatever, and it's like all funny. But every cutscene is ridiculous and funny, but it's a straight up fighting game otherwise.
Speaking of that raunchy humor, I don't know if you're about to say, but Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I wasn't gonna say Conker's Bad Fur Day. I had one for romance.
That's like Boombots, but times a thousand.
And they reference so many movies, and from a Clockwork Orange to like I think The Godfather. Like that is a hilarious game that I was not allowed to play unless I go to my cousin's house, because that was raunchy. I think there's literally a scene where there's a bee, and you try to hook him up with a flower, and then there's some pretty graphic.
Yeah, game is not for kids.
Pollinating?
Yes, very graphic pollinating. What were you going to say, Paul?
That game, even though it's like really raunchy, I think my favorite part about it is just all the different areas that you go to. They're just completely not even close to what the other area looked like.
And Conker's Bad Fur Day?
Yeah, there's the one area where you go to and it's just like a bunch of zombies and you have to like fight a vampire squirrel.
And it basically plays like a, I'd say like a Mario or Spyro type game.
Yeah, almost like the 3D Donkey Kong or, 3D Mario.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
It was, wasn't Rareware the one that made them?
Yeah, they were. I remember seeing their little logo on the N64.
Does anyone else miss Rareware? Let us know on Facebook.
Let us know. If you miss Rareware...
They didn't go away. They still exist. They're just bought by Microsoft. What are you talking about?
They've been liquidated.
They weren't liquidated?
We need to have an episode.
When's the last time Rare came out with a game?
Sea of Thieves.
What is that?
It's an open world multiplayer game.
Where have you guys been the last, 5 years?
I thought Rare was dead. Or maybe it's Midway I'm thinking of. Midway's
gone.
Oh, man. Midway is heck of
a I feel like Rare's games haven't... Sea of Thieves, I've heard, is good.
Sea of Thieves is really good.
But
I thought they were slipping for a while. Pirates of the Caribbean, Sea of Thieves. You could just be Pirates of the Caribbean just running around in there.
I'm meaning to check that game out.
No, that sounds
fun. I need to get that.
I was going to say
that is a squad game. Sea of Thieves?
You have to have a squad to play it. It's not
a
multiplayer fun playing by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a group.
Ooh, piracy.
Dude, that's what's missing in my life.
Arr, me matey.
I need to be scamming.
Wait.
We need to be
is there a Kraken
plunder
in there?
Yes, there is.
All right, sold.
There's also a Megalodon.
Sold.
You said Kraken.
And by I mean Kraken. Megalodon, it's a huge Megalodon.
I am afraid of open water.
Also,
oh, I'm terrified too.
Ghost ships. Mm-hmm. There's skeleton pirates that will... run around and
Skellington pirates.
What is this for?
It's PC, Xbox. Where have you guys been?
Can we get this, guys?
I've known about it. I just have no. I've had no reason to buy it now.
I'm
that
see
you
if,
got,
my,
if you guys buy it, I'll buy it.
I'll buy
it. Non-video card.
I have it on Game Pass. You pay $5 for PC Game Pass, and I've had it for a year.
We should play because this sounds so fun. I want to
know where you guys have been.
I've known about it. Like I said,
I've been sleeping on PC
excused
gaming for
you're
years.
Excused. You're totally excused, Mike. These two.
Well, one, I've known about the game. Two, I just
Rare's
didn't know
liquidated.
It was rare. I didn't know it was rare.
Yeah, I just never heard of it.
Going back to romance real quick, Catherine.
Is that like sort of a horror game or I'm thinking
It's like a murder mystery.
It's a horror puzzle romance game.
Yeah.
And if you choose the wrong person to romance, you get bad endings.
Yeah.
That sounds like a game that I want to play. Isn't it like anime? It looks like anime-ish.
It's by Atlas.
The concept is like you're dating two Catherines and one of them's a serial killer.
Nice. That's my favorite. I love dating serial killers.
One of my harems is a psycho.
You got to find out which one's which.
The yandere trope. Oh, we should have an whole episode about anime tropes. That sounds like a good one.
Oh, Christ.
I don't watch anime.
That's
I can't
the John
help
episode.
Oh, yeah. Me and John back and forth for 3 hours. Yeah. Let's go.
That's the long, long episode.
But if you're a fan of crime, let's move to that.
Crime
movies like Godfather, Goodfellas type.
L.A. Noir.
I was going to say, there literally is a Godfather game. It's not very good, but there's a Godfather
game.
It plays exactly like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Just with a skin of the Godfather.
Just do L.A. Noir.
Oh, what's the name of that other detective game?
LA?
I think it's Murdered.
Oh, Soul Suspect?
Soul Suspect.
Yep.
Yeah,
that one's actually, you can get really cheap now. It's a decent game.
Did they fix the frame rate on it? Because I know like in certain parts, the frame rate would drop down to like 30 from 60.
I'm sure they did.
I'm pretty sure they would. Murdered Soul Suspect is you're a dead detective trying to solve your own murder while solving other murders.
Would you consider Red Dead 2 to be
no.
a crime game?
That's a Western game.
Yeah,
but
that's
I mean,
definitely
you,
Western.
That's just a
you're
Western
running
game.
From your crimes and committing crimes.
You're not
all
solving
I,
your...
I mean, like, Westerns are... There's not much to talk about other
than... Well, it's hyper-Western.
Like, all Westerns, I feel like, are about crimes.
Cops and robbers!
Cops and robbers, sheriffs,
yeah, that's all Westerns are. Yeah.
I just wanted to make that
that's
stretch.
That's, like, textbook Western is Red Dead.
Oh, yeah.
If you like Tombstone, you'll like Red Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Condemned. Kind of.
Oh, it's a horror game.
I've thrown my controller because of that game.
It's. I mean, there's crime elements to it though. Like you are trying to solve a crime, but it is framed in a horror game.
All
that's more of a controller thrower than a head scratcher.
All of the Sherlock Holmes games.
Oh yeah. There are a million point and click Sherlock Holmes games.
Also Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney series.
Yes.
That is like the definition of a crime game.
Professor Layton also falls under that too, right?
No, that's a puzzle series.
Well, I mean you solve crimes in it.
Crimes are just puzzles.
I guess you solve crimes.
I was gonna say like if
crimes are puzzles waiting to be solved.
If you were a fan of like mysteries, murder mystery, Professor Layton, A, it's so cute, and B, it is such good storytelling. Like the way they do it with like you're just solving puzzles, like literally brain teasers, and it's like level style, and it's a story throughout. Oh man, and one of them, I'm gonna say it because you probably can't get the game unpackaged or whatever in like Target anymore, but as I think it was like Ticket to Ride, Professor Layton, and one of the puzzles required you to have a train ticket that was in the game case, and then you look, and then literally that's how you're like, what is the blah blah blah, and then you're looking IRL at this train ticket and you're like, oh there, and then you type it in, boom. I was like, I felt so cool, like I was actually investigating.
That's
a mystery.
Like Metal Gear Solid when you have to look at the back for the comm link.
For Meryl's codec number. Yep.
That's so cool in video games.
That infuriated me. that seriously, like I can't tell you how much time I spent on that as a kid. I kept going, where is this code?
Next level stuff.
I love it.
One of the puzzles in the Professor Layton game, you actually had to, it was on the DS, you had to close the DS and reopen it for the puzzle to actually be solved. But, like, it took me forever to figure that out.
I think I remember that. And I think having to hint it, I mean, I think that might be of, because there was one hint that I used. Because I made it a point to, like, take days to solve puzzles and never use hints.
The hint's just, close your DS.
Probably.
Give up, man.
Dude, just give up. But
wait, if you had to close your 3DS because it took 2 days to solve this puzzle, then wouldn't it have solved itself when you reopened your 3DS after the second, like, going
through
the second
like
day?
You can quit out the puzzles, or, like, if you incorrectly do it, like, it takes you out. Like, you don't, it's not, like, a linear puzzle. Like, you look for the puzzles and solve the.
Why would you?
I was gonna say they never closed them. They just threw them and left it there.
I just snapped it in half. And
had to get a new 3DS. Or yeah.
Close it backwards.
Close your DS backwards.
Give up.
Oh man.
There is another game that's kind of like a crime game. If you're also into like the Lovecraft universe, it's called the Sinking City.
Mm, weren't you playing that one?
I was, and it's kind of got its bugs in it.
I heard it's janky. I heard it's real janky.
It's janky, but, like, I love it. It's such a great game. Skylar would love
it. I love good jank. Like, Red Dead 2, like, and the flying horses and stuff. Like,
your horse just collapses into a puddle whenever you take it too far of a jump.
Or playing Apex Legends, the just random T-pose. Mm. I'm like, yeah!
When I first was playing Red Dead, I was running into cutscenes where it would change scenes, and it would come back to the person being in T-pose. I'd be losing my stuff.
Deadly Premonition. That's another crime game.
Is that a meme game, though?
It is a weird game.
Wait,
why
is it a meme game?
Because there's so many, like, there's so many janky things about it.
Twin Peaks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
like
essentially
Twin Peaks games. Yeah,
there's so many janky things about it. Like, just even in like the basics of the game design, like there'll be weird, awkward pauses and like speech that like don't make any sense. But it's just like, oh, that's a Deadly Premonitions thing. Yeah, just like how you watch Twin Peaks, it's like, oh, it's a Twin Peaks thing.
Yeah, it's if you like Twin Peaks, you'll like Deadly Premonition.
Yeah. It's weird you say Twin Peaks because I was perusing the webs, and they are like, if you like Twin Peaks, you'll like this game, and it's called Control. Apparently, it came out pretty recently. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah,
I own it. I have not played it.
It's the spiritual successor. It's the same company that made Alan Wake.
Oh, okay. I remember playing Alan Wake on the mobile phone, and I really enjoyed it. But it probably wasn't not Alan Wake.
I was like,
there's no way you played Alan Wake on a mobile phone. Yeah,
it was like an 8-bit version, but it wasn't Alan. It was.
This is giving me Fallen Order vibes. This is really cool looking.
Oh, you're watching the
Control. You're like a telepath or something. You can like I don't know the story behind it, but I don't know how close it is to a crime type feel. I will say with Deadly Premonition, real quick, do not play 2, at least yet. Because there's a lot of offensive material in that game. Like, a lot. And the director or the creator needs to be held accountable for that. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
The Control. There's puzzles in it. I guess it's kind of crime related. Not really murder. Well, I guess there is murder and there is mystery to it. But you're not...
What's the connection with Alan Wake?
I haven't played it. I can't tell you.
Oh, I thought you played it.
No, I own it. I bought it. I bought it at launch. Like, this is cool. I can't wait to play it.
Oh, okay.
You know how I play games.
Yeah.
I'll get to it in 3 years.
Yeah.
Man, I need to find this game that I was... It was some name, and I always assumed it was Alan Wake.
Still need to beat Ghost of Tsushima.
Do what?
You still need to beat Ghost of Tsushima.
I don't even own it.
I still need to beat Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, you said I need. I was like, I've never even played it.
If you're a fan of samurai movies, old samurai movies, Ghost of Tsushima has a Kurosawa mode, which is Akira Kurosawa, who is a famed samurai movie director.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of him, they added that mode.
Yeah, he's got some crazy movies.
Here's some fun facts about that game.
Yes.
One, it's sold out in Japan physically. You cannot buy it physically in Japan right now.
I believe it.
Whoa.
Yes. Two, developers in Japan are jealous that it was made by a Western developer. That a developer said that Japanese developers should have made this game, but you can tell like how much love and like stuff they put into this game of how much it is for a Kurosawa movie. Like 100%. I've never watched a samurai movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care to watch a samurai movie. Nothing against them. It's just a lot of them just aren't my style or
some
taste.
Of them are real rough to watch.
Yes. Or really hard to find, considering that they're just they just weren't popular enough over here at the time when they came out.
Yeah.
Like, they're hard to find. But needless to say, it's a beautiful game. I can't stress how beautiful this game is. B, the acting and the story is really good. And C, I haven't really used the Kurosawa mode, but I've seen the Kurosawa mode and I've played with the photo mode and it's very nice.
I gotta get it this weekend.
One of my coworkers said he played it just because he loves Kurosawa so much, and he's playing in the mode like from the get go, and he says he loves it.
Nothing is more satisfying in that game than going into a standoff, calling your enemy out, and saying "fight me." You go into a standoff mode, and you kill five of them in a row with just one sword slice. Oh, nothing is as satisfying as that.
I need to buy that. I need to get that tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. I need to get it tomorrow.
I can't stress enough how satisfying. Yeah, like, you'll be wandering around, like, the Assassin's Creed part where you're stealthing around, like, I love that, too. Like, I do it, too, here and there. Like, it's what I wish, like, Ubisoft would have, like, the courage to make, like, Assassin's Creed in that setting, but they'll never do it. It's kind of, like, what I've been craving.
That's so cool. That's honestly, from Assassin's Creed, I would love that. But if this game is better, probably. Mm-hmm. Then.
But nothing beats going in those little areas and staying, calling out your enemies and saying, fight me.
Fight me.
I also heard there's a lot of different hats.
Yes.
And you can find a basket hat.
It's a glamour game. You can glamour.
You would love it.
Yes.
Yes. Fashion Souls.
It's 100% is Fashion Souls. Like, the armor will actually have different stats. But you can color your armor, you can give different hats, you can have different swords. The swords doesn't matter which one you use. It's just different sword colors and designs.
I gotta get it tomorrow.
The armor actually has 4 to 5 upgrades. And with each passing upgrade, you can actually tell like how like it looks nicer with each upgrade you get. Mm-hmm. And like one of them, you get like a big old samurai helmet that has a big old crescent moon on it. And it's like, oh yeah, this is nice. This is great.
Yeah.
Have you found the white dye merchant yet?
Yes. I found the black dye merchant too.
Oh, I got to find him.
The moment I heard that there's a basket helmet, sold.
Yes.
It's a good game and very colorful.
With that, we ask you, check out Ghost of Tsushima and check out Region Nerd Alert. Online and on the go via your cellular device or any device.
Or that app, the NPR One app.
Ooh, the NPR One
app.
Or Spotify. But thank you, everyone, for joining me today. This was a very fun conversation. We got through all the ones that I wanted to get through, too. So
nice.
Very concise. Very good. But
nice.
Real quick, let's go around the horn. To my left is
Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy. 3 C's, 3 I's.
And to his left,
Skylar, a.k.a. Olatho.
And to his left,
Paul.
Paul.
Also known as Paul.
His number is 219. No.
Address is.
And to his left is
Heather. I am Deli Hams on Twitter.
All right. And I am Jose. I'll catch you guys on the flip side.